You're listening to Operation Self Reset. The power of goals is in the hope. Happy holidays and welcome to Operation Self Reset. My name is Jake Meraki, coming to you live from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where each and every week we talk about a different topic in the world of personal development. And today we're going to talk about hope and how it can impact your goals for 2018. Before we do that, let's dive into our sponsor for today's show. Our today's show is brought to you by Health IQ. To see if you qualify for life insurance and to get your free quote today, go to healthiq.com/reset or mention the promo code RESET when you talk to your Health IQ agent. Now, before we dive into hope, I want to talk about and set the stage of where I am and what I'm doing right here, right now. Well, right now it is December 25th. That is Christmas, Christmas Day. I'm recording this in the evening hours. I'm sitting here in my office on the first floor overlooking a winter wonderland with my leg lamp. I'm in a very tight-fitting white khakis. I have on a very, very snug and elastic-like white long-sleeve turtleneck, and over that, I have on my mother's holiday vest. Now, my mom was a reading specialist for grade school children. So grade school is, you know, kids that are 6 to 12 years old, and in that industry, as being a teacher, she wore a lot of festive wear, as you would like to call it. And so she bought a holiday sweater, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. Well, that was before the ugly sweater phenomenon that hit the United States or around the world. And so when I saw this sweater, I had to grab it. And for the last 6 years, I have been rocking this. I have been wearing this to my holiday or my family's Christmas Day celebration for the last 6 years, and it's been awesome. I love it. It's to the point nobody even like laughs at it anymore. It's just something that I wear. But I felt it was necessary because I'm bringing a little holiday cheer from my family to you. And before we get into the content, I just want to say thank you. I appreciate you. Happy holidays, and I wish you nothing but the best in 2018. So with that being said, let's get started in the context for today. Now, obviously, hope is a broad kind of topic. It may be a little fluffy. You may feel it doesn't apply. You're looking for something a little more structured, a little more concrete. Well, if you want something a little more concrete, when it comes to the realm of achievement or goals, listen to the previous podcast that was the most recent one than this one that was about the reverse goal process, which is nothing more than acting as if you achieved a goal and working backwards instead of working forwards. It may seem easy, but it kind of puts your mind in a different context of how to achieve something. A goal, obviously, that's what we're talking about because it is almost the new year here, or I should say instead of here, as in here in my home, but as in around the world, the New Year's is coming. And with the New Year's, we have a fresh start. It's not really a fresh start because we all know that there are going to be moments where we can, quote unquote, do that reset. But for some odd reason, it's ingrained in our society. It's ingrained in the world that every January 1st, we need to have some big goals and we need to be achievers and we need to start over and all that stuff. If you're one of those individuals, well, then you're listening to the right material. And to go along with achievement and goals, you need hope. Because if you were to drive across your country or across town, you need fuel in your tank. If you're driving a vehicle or a motorcycle, a moped, it doesn't really matter. You need fuel in the tank because the goal process is the framework, right? You have the frame of the car. You have the wheels in the car to move you from one point to the next, from one stop light or one barricade to the next to in that process for you to achieve that goal, right? The key is that you need, though, hope as your fuel. You need that belief as your fuel for you to keep motivated, stay focused, and to get that willpower needed for you to move forward. Now, you're thinking to yourself, well, hope is a very broad topic. What can you say or suggest that can enlighten me to make sure that I have great hope in 2018? Well, the first thing I want to share is this, my own personal definition of what hope is. Hope is nothing more than mental willpower, physical habits, and old school full body want for your goals in the years, days, or weeks ahead. Now, the reason why I say willpower, habits, and full body want is because in the world of personal development, in the world of achievement, there are a lot of key topics, right? There are a lot of key phrases or quotes that identify things and ideas for us to move forward and to focus in on. Willpower is one of those things of just staying away from the bad stuff that pulls us away from the good. Habits are nothing more than daily disciplined routines to make sure we do the things needed for us to move forward. And then the end capper here is the full body want, old school full body want. And I feel it's really important for me to include that in the definition of hope because there's a lot of fluffy words. There's a lot of great words. There's, determined or disciplined or, the shoulds, in there. But the old school essence of a good, genuine achievement process is that you just have to have that full body want. It's just not mental. It's not just physical. It is the whole being. It is who you are from the tips of your hair to the toenails on your feet. It is the full body. And if you really want that, if you really want to achieve that goal, you have to have that full body, old school, just get after it approach. The grit, the discipline, the want, the need, all those things, keywords, whatever you want to throw in there. And I think I threw the old school words in there to kind of give you a little flair of saying, old school of whatever you think it is. If it's grit, if it's tenacity, whatever. You can throw whatever word you want in there, but I felt it was needed. Now, the reason why we need this hope is because it kind of builds out the framework of us achieving goals. And goals go hand in hand with a couple of kind of key phrases. And I was reading on a book recently. It's called The Philosophy of Hope. You can get there from here by C.R. Snyder. And Snyder basically kind of unfolded a definition or a kind of a framework of his own belief of hope and is basically boiled down to three things. You need a goal, you need to have willpower, and then you also have to have way power. Now, a goal is obviously something that you put into motion. Willpower is nothing more than making sure you're determined through the process. And way power is his definition, or the way that he looks at it, is the process in which you go about getting that hope for your journey. Now, in the idea and the grand scheme of what you personally want, there's a million things that all of us want or we hope for and all different types of stuff. But the unique part is there's also some of you that understand that you're already thinking that you're not going to achieve that goal that you set in motion. And the reason why I say that is because there's this little guy that lives inside of our head called the Doubt Man. And the Doubt Man knows that when it's the end of December or the beginning of the new year, you're going to be that person that sets goals, has new ideas, is motivated and excited, but somehow, some way, really, really deep within the cerebral cortex is that guy, the Hope Man, the Doubt Man, that sits there and goes, you know what? There's no way that you can last for 365 days. There's no way you're going to make it past month 3 or even month 1. Why are you even trying? But yet you have this tenacity, but yet you have this willpower, yet you have this motivation right here, right now to make sure you move forward. And what I'm saying is that Doubt Man is going to live there. That Doubt Man is still going to talk. That Doubt Man is still going to bother you. That Doubt Man is still going to hold you in bed. That Doubt Man is still going to peer pressure you and feeling you like you need that deep fried cheeseburger or whatever the case is. He's always going to be there. So I think the first thing that we need to say is, Doubt Man, do your thing. Scream, shout, kick. I don't care, because this is the year where I decide to move past your voice and into the voice of my own. And I think that's a big realization for some of us, because all of us can sit here and listen to these awesome podcasts, read the books, listen to audiobooks, listen to lectures, TED Talks, what have you, research the gurus in neuroscience and all that jazz. It's all really fun and stimulating and gets us kind of jacked and motivated. But at the end of the day, that Doubt Man will still kind of lay there in his chair and laugh. You really think this is going to help you? And you walk away from that video or audiobook or book, and you start to live your life, and that Doubt Man starts to take control. And if you're able to sit here and listen to this while you're driving, walking, hang with family, it doesn't really matter where you are, or if you're listening to this in July, or it doesn't matter what time of year, this is a realization for all of us to move past that voice in our head, to get past the pity, to get past the poor me, to get past the it only happens to me, nobody else, I'm the only one, all that stuff. Because you know who's playing that game inside your mind? Is that doubt man. And the reason why I do this like weird like reverse psychology, I'm blaming it on somebody else, is that if you put a character to it, if you put a voice to it, if you put an image to that thing that bothers you, that holds you back, then there's a little buffer between you and them. And what I'm trying to create inside of your brain is that buffer between you and you. Because literally the only reason why you're continuing to listen to this podcast and not becoming an achiever of whatever you want isn't because of the information. It's not because of your status or connections or technology or anything, love and relationships and business ideas. It's not that. It is you and you. The biggest battle in the world today isn't us versus other countries or us against different religions or diverse groups. It is truly the biggest war that goes on is inside of our head. That is the biggest war that continues to battle day after day, moment after moment. And that war is fueled by so many different types of things. But at the end of the day, it's a war between ourselves. And if you can battle that war and be 51% better than that internal demon or negativity or doubt man, whatever you want to call it, then you shall win. You shall survive. Hey guys, sorry for the interruption, but let's talk about the sponsor for today. Operation Self Reset is sponsored by Health IQ. Health IQ is an insurance company that helps health-conscious people like runners, cyclists, weightlifters, and even vegetarians get lower rates on their life insurance. Go to healthiq.com/reset to support the show and to see if you qualify. A couple of facts about Health IQ. First off, 56% of Health IQ customers save between 4 and 33% on their life insurance. That's absolutely huge. And also, too, those savings are only exclusive to Health IQ. The great thing about this company and organization, their mission is to help healthy, conscious individuals get the best rates possible on their life insurance, because they know that if you're able to take care of yourself, your physical well-being, that they will give you an extremely discounted rate in hopes and in preparation that you will live a very healthy and prosperous lifestyle and, of course, life in general. And so if you're an individual that has a young family or you want to make sure that all your angles are covered, heaven forbid something happens to you or your spouse or loved one, make sure you get yourself life insurance. I have it. I'm very proud to have it to make sure that my family is covered, something that if something happens to myself. And so make sure you go on over to healthiq.com/reset to see if you can get the best rates possible, especially if you're a healthy, conscious individual. Again, go to healthiq.com/reset, and or if you talk to an agent, make sure Operation Self Reset Podcast sent you over to their company, and they'll take great care of you. So once again, go to Health IQ for life insurance, and let's get back to the show. I appreciate you guys. Thank you. And the reason why we put these successful individuals on these pedestals isn't because they're different from us, isn't because they are unique and they're from different backgrounds and they have connections and uber goobers amounts of money. All it is because they won that war. You go down the line of successful people, and whatever success means to you, it doesn't really matter. Usually, about half of them came from great upbringings. Some of them came from really crappy upbringings, and yet they clawed and fought all their way to the top. And so it doesn't mean that you need to have money in the bank before you're born so you can become successful. All it means is that if you're willing to beat that voice, to beat yourself, you shall be on the pedestal with everybody else. The reason why athletes, business professionals, experts, amazing individuals, world game changers, philosophers, people that donate their time, create charities, whatever, it isn't because they have some unique gift. They just beat that person, that idea themselves in the brain. Let that simmer. Let that set in a little bit. And I think that could help you in opening up the doors for your goals in 2018. That could be more powerful than anything else I say today And that's why I'm making or stating dramatic pauses, because I want it to relate to you and kind of open your eyes to what is possible for you and 2018. So with that being said, let's dive a little bit deeper here. Why do we need goals? Why do you and I and everybody need goals? Statistically, through research, documentation, studies from different universities, and individuals from not only the United States, but from around the world, they understand that people that set goals in motion are truly happier. They're working towards something. They're focused. They're not distracted. They have something else to kind of look at beyond the normal daily grind of their work, you know, work that they love or hate, their family, their daily life. They can look at something and kind of strive for something. And those people are statistically researched, documented, happier. Now, you may be thinking to yourself, Jake, there's a great movie out there called The Pursuit of Happiness. And that guy was on a pursuit of trying to achieve his goal of happiness. And in that pursuit, he was not happy. He was actually terrified. He was crying and irritated and depressed and worn out. The difference of that movie of The Pursuit of Happiness with Will Smith and goals of achieving things that are just like a little bit outside of your norm is that he had to survive. He was a single father with a child that was living in bathrooms in subway stations, and the only way for him to get out of that mess was for him to get this job at a very good-paying agency, like a brokerage firm for financial income, because he had a gift of being mathematically smart. And he knew that if he did everything right, he could achieve this job, and he could survive for himself and his child. Now, if there is a movie that you should check out, you got to see this movie called The Pursuit of Happiness by Will Smith. Pursuit of Happiness with Will Smith. It's been out probably for 5 or 6 years. It's an older movie, but it kind of opens the eyes of really what happiness is. It kind of sucks, obviously, but when you do achieve it, then obviously great things can happen because of it. So that's the reason why in the pursuit of that movie, he was not happy, but he needed to survive. And chances are the goals that you set for 2018 or 2019 or 2020, whatever you're listening to this, these are not goals usually that you need to survive. If you need to survive, you're going to do whatever it takes. If you're thrown in the jungle and you have a machete and hey, you got to cut your way out, you'll do whatever it takes. If your family is out on the streets, you'll do whatever it takes to get back in a home or a structured environment, right? It's not a goal. It's legitimately you're going to fight and claw for that every chance you can get. Now, getting back to goals, we all need them. They say people in pursuit of a goal are statistically, wow, if I can stutter here, statistically, and they're documented to be happier. Now, the reason why we are goal-oriented people is that the Greeks believed that we are teleological individual. Now, teleological individuals, telos is basically the meaning of end or target. And we are target-driven people. We need to go and focus on something. From the early ancestors, they understood that if we wanted to survive, we had to go get food. And in that pursuit, we needed to go hunt. And the goal was to get a bison food on the table, or I'd say on the dirt or on the fire, for our family tribe to survive. And so in that regard, it's a reminder that we all are able and are willing, and we all need goals to move and strive after no matter what you are or where you are in your life today. And so you need to stop thinking about the coulds, the shoulds, and the maybes. And the reason why I say this is because, getting back to the doubt man, in that pursuit to make sure that we have the hope high and well and that our willpower is moving in the right direction, we have the right habits, and we need that old school full body want, we need to have that idea of I want, I need, I must, instead of the coulds, the shoulds, the maybes. And in reflecting on the goals that you have in motion or set for 2018, are they a could, a should, a maybe? Or are they I want, I need, I must? And if you can differentiate between those two different groups of goals, that could be the difference maker for you in 2018 and beyond. Because if you realize that, yeah, I could lose 20 pounds, but you're thinking, well, I could, I should, okay, yeah, I should, but a should is another kind of flip-floppy word, but I want, I need, I must. Because wants are big. Like, I want that. Like, I need that. I must get that. The wording is key to achievement. Achievers are not saying, I feel stupid. Achievers aren't thinking to yourself, I'm lacking motivation. Achievers aren't thinking that I can't do this. They don't walk into a room and say those words before they start to network. They don't walk into their office and say those words when they sit down. They don't walk into the gym. They don't walk into the playing field. They don't walk into anywhere thinking those words, because those words are toxic and they're only going to hurt themselves in the long run. Achievers think differently. Achievers change their wording. And if you want to change your wording, listen to great podcasts. Listen to audiobooks. Listen to the words that they're suggesting that you should say repeatedly all the time. A great word, a powerful word that everybody suggests is to say, I am. I am an individual that will get up early to work on my goals. I am a person that will lose 20 pounds. I am an individual that will go out there and serve the world. Whatever that case may be, changing the words can absolutely change your destination. And a different way to think of your destination is to imagine that you are writing a book and the author of your own life. To be authentic is literally nothing more than to be the author of your own life. And a lot of us can reflect and go, man, if I would have done something 4 years ago, like right now, Bitcoin is really popular. It's like, oh, you know, $15,000. But yet 5 years ago, it was like $5. And if you would have invested, you know, $1,000 5 years ago, you would have been a millionaire today, right? We could all reflect back and go, man, if I would have only 5 years ago. The same is true today. If you're to reflect and start writing a book, wouldn't you go back and go, man, it would be awesome if I was able to write this chapter 5 years ago or 10 years ago and put it in motion, as opposed to thinking about it right here, right now. And so if you ever want to write a book, if you ever want to share your story, then start today. There's no better day to plant a tree, or no better time to plant a tree than either yesterday, and the next best is today. And that's the truth. And speaking of that term, I was sitting with a coworker and he bought a house about 5-6 years ago, and he was saying, man, I wish I would have planted more trees because now I could be reaping the rewards. And it's wintertime here in Wisconsin, the wind's blowing on Halloween, and he knows that if he had trees around his home, he would save a little bit more in energy costs, or it would be less wear and tear on his home itself. And so it's just a reminder for all of us to make sure that we put that into action. Be the author of your own life. Set those things in motion that you know that you can write about later on. Instead of being the 60-year-old reflecting on, oh, shoulda, woulda, coulda at 50, be that 50-year-old thinking, I need to write this and do this now so I can write about it when I'm 60. And so, getting back to hope and the power of it and why is it needed, because it's that thing. It's the motivation. We all know motivation is finite. It comes and goes. It happens. It sticks with us and it doesn't. But we get back to the definition, willpower, habits, and that old school full body want. Those are the keywords that you need to focus in on, in the determination and what is needed for all of us to make sure that we can achieve the things that we want in 2018. Now, going through my goals and ideas and frameworks and systems and going through different ideas of what I can share to you guys to make it come to fruition, what can I say to you that can bring your goal to light? It's not so much the information as it is that the things that are stated in books and audiobooks are nothing more than reminders, kind of created and told in different ways. If you want to achieve your goal, if you really want to achieve your goals, this is what you need to do. You need to have a plan. You need to know what that goal is. You need to have an end date. And you also need to remind yourself of that goal on a daily basis. Now, there's many ways to go about this. All right, so in no particular order, you need to have that goal. What is that goal? What is that thing with a full body want? You need to have the end date. You need to figure out if it's in 5 months, a year, 10 years, it doesn't really matter. You need to have a plan, a systematical approach of what needs to happen in chronological order, or going back to my last podcast about reverse goal setting. And then lastly, you need to remind yourself. For me personally, I think the biggest one out of that group is this. You need to remind yourself. If you are not reminding yourself of what it is that you want, you are going to get distracted. When you get distracted, you get off course. When you get off course, you don't know where you're going. And then when you come back around, because you figured out, you reminded yourself of that goal, you're behind the eight ball, and then you usually give up. And so the context here is, what can you do to remind yourself on a daily basis? Number one, you need to write it down, make it happen. I don't care if it's on an index card, you put it, type it, you put it in a journal, you do it every day, in the morning or night, it doesn't really matter. It needs to happen at some point throughout your day. You need to remind yourself of what you're working towards, period, end of statement. The second part about that is that you need to set reminders around your home, around your office, somewhere that you're always in. Because if you do not have reminders, you're going to get off track, as in not only just reminding yourself or writing it down, but like post-it notes, things on your car. And one of the biggest things that I suggest and say all the time, there's some amazing real estate inside of your car. Now, fortunately, I have a newer vehicle, and inside of that vehicle, it tells me how many hours or minutes I've been driving. And over the course of probably the last, 8 months, 9 months, I don't know the exact date, I have over 146 hours in that vehicle. That's a lot of hours in that car. And wouldn't it be cool that if I had a reminder smack dab in the middle of my steering wheel, a reminder of to save money, a reminder not to go to Starbucks, a reminder to lose weight, a reminder to stay focused and read 10 minutes a day, whatever it is, whatever it applies to you, remind yourself. Because hope, the definition is having that willpower to make sure you stay away from the stuff that irritates you. The habits, right? The habits of doing the good things, and to make sure we do those habits is nothing more than to remind ourselves of what it is, the goal that we need to achieve. And then lastly is that want, right? To the definition of hope. But to make sure that those habits stay in key is to make sure that we remind ourselves. Because if we don't remind ourselves of the habits aren't going to happen. If we don't have the habits, we're not going to have the willpower is going to fall to the wayside. We don't have the hope in the gas tank. And if we don't have the hope in the gas tank, we're going to clunk down on the side of the road, putting our thumb out the window or walking to a gas station and trying our best, putting money into this hope machine to get hope into our gas can so we can drive it or walk it back to our vehicle to get a little more momentum in our action plan. Don't be that individual. Remind yourself. Period. End of statement. I don't care how you do it. Markers on your mirrors, post-it notes, journals, calendars, apps, reminders in your phone, telling a friend, accountability. It doesn't matter. There's a million different forms and formats. You just got to find what fits for you. So that is the kind of idea and the motivation behind hope. Hope is nothing more than willpower, habits, and that old school want for you to achieve what it is that you want in 2018 and beyond. There are a lot of great systems and systematical approaches. I believe I laid that out in the last podcast. If you need a little bit deeper, maybe realization or a deeper commitment on what it is that you want to achieve in 2018, well, unfortunately, I did not do my self-reset mastery, my goal setting program for 2018. The reason it is, I need to spend a little more time with family. I'm really getting distracted on a lot of different fronts. And personally, I'm really biting too much than I can chew. I work for the fire department. I'm a full-time employee. I do this on the side. I can't be spreading myself too thin. Also a father of three kids. For me, my goal is not to bite off too much, but if you feel that you need a little more guidance, a little more help, send me a text message, ask me what it is that you need, and maybe I can do a podcast that could help not only you, but for the other individuals that are out there in the world that could use a little more guidance. I'm willing to do that for you guys. All I'm asking is for you to send me a text message on my phone. That number is 414-550-4012. Again, it's 414-550-4012. 4012. And from there, I will get back to you and I will create a new podcast in the pursuit of getting more hope or willpower or habits, whatever the case may be. In about a couple days here, 2018 is starting. What is your goal? What is your end date? What is your plan? And truly, what is the ways that you're going to remind yourself of that goal on a daily basis? Cut and dry, period, stamp it, ship it, put it out there in the world, do your thing. That is the four-step process to achievement. It isn't anything crazy. It isn't anything complex. But are you willing to win the battle inside of your mind? Are you willing to put that hope in your gas tank on a daily basis of willpower, of habits, of old school want? And are you willing to remind yourself of what is needs to happen for you to become an achiever in the years going forward? Again, if you need more context, if you need a deeper vision, if you have any questions, reach out to me. This is my number. Text me a message, 414-550-4012. That's all I have for you guys. I'm going to go to bed now. With that being said, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. I appreciate you guys to a great year. In the next couple of months and weeks, we got a lot planned and we got a lot of great things to make sure that we and or you and I can move forward. I apologize. I'm kind of tripping all of my words. I'm really tired. Long day of cooking. We had steak and lobster. It was great. And a lot of ridiculous desserts that were just unbelievable. It was a great day, great to have family. Holidays are truly a time and a blessing for all of us to reconnect, not through presents or objects, but through personalities and people and the ones that you love. Surround yourself with good quality people and you'll have a good quality life, plain and simple. So with that being said, thank you for hanging out with me. You're a great quality person. I enjoy hanging out with you. To a great 2018. Feliz Navidad. I wish you a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and to a great 2018 very shortly here. Take care. We'll talk to you guys later. I appreciate you all. Good night.